Who will play Ariel in the Disney live-action remake of The Little Mermaid? I'm going to tell you coming up in just a second. First, people smoking in the most popular TV shows for young people has increased majorly in the past few years. They just did a huge study on this, and they said it's likely putting young people at greater risk of becoming smokers right now because we're so influenced by advertisements and what we're watching on TV.
Of course. So, like, what shows would those be, though? I mean, I know, like, Breaking Bad or...
Yeah, that's one of them for sure. The worst offender was actually Stranger Things on Netflix, season number 2. A lot of people watching that. But there's a whole list, like The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, like shows and movies you don't necessarily think people are smoking in. So in response, Netflix said that going forward, all of the new shows that they commission with ratings of TV 14 or below, so that's like films rated PG 13 or below, it's going to exclude smoking and e-cigarette use unless it's necessary for like historical or factual accuracy, obviously.
It advances the plot or whatever.
Said Netflix strongly supports artistic expression, and they also recognize that smoking is harmful when portrayed positively on the screen and can adversely influence young people. Good for them, right?
Yeah. I thought we were kind of done with all the smoking on screen, but now that I think about it, it's pretty much just only on like cable TV where we don't see it anymore.
It is worse on streaming services for sure, but you do still see it some on cable television, but it's getting worse and worse actually on streaming services.
Not good.
All right, so Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have announced that they will not be revealing the godparents to their son, Archie Harrison. So they released a statement and said, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor will be christened in a small private ceremony by the Archbishop of Canterbury in the private chapel at Windsor Castle on Saturday, the 6th of July. The godparents, in keeping with their wishes, will remain private.
Oh, that's too
means
bad.
They're famous for sure.
Well, yeah, I guess it does. There was a lot of people thought it was going to be George and Amal Clooney.
Yeah, it could very well be. It could be Oprah. Like, I think anybody would say yes to them to be their godparent, their son's godparent.
I mean, aren't they kind of obliged to reveal? I mean, you're in the spotlight. This is part of the jig, no?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, it is.
You're a royal family member. You need to know.
I think they do things their own way. You know this. This is like a new generation of royals, number one. Number two, Meghan Markle has so many famous friends. I think there's like a safety thing, too. If they, you know, they can't deny that that's their son. But if there is somebody who's going to be in taking care of their son and looking out for his well-being, it would be nice to keep that a little bit of a secret.
You know who it might be? It might be the Mulroonies. Jessica and Ben Mulrooney are like best friends with Harry and Meghan.
Could very well be.
They could be the godparents.
Did you know Sam's related to Jessica Mulrooney?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, let's move on.
Which would make me technically a royal. So.
Oh, right. You're basically the godfather of Archie.
Basically, yes. Right. You may bow down to me.
She's never heard of him. Never heard of him. All right, so these Disney live-action remakes just keep coming and coming, and great news, Disney has finally found its Ariel.
If I could live out of these We all know waters. Who wants to play Ariel.
Well, maybe she's going to tell us something here.
It's not me. Oh, I wish. Halle Bailey, though. So she's an American singer. She's part of the duo Chloe X Halle. She's 19 years old. She's absolutely beautiful. Beyonce is actually a huge fan of her and her sister. She's so wildly talented. And my favorite thing about the whole thing is that she's African American. So people are obviously really excited to see some diversity in their casting.
Yeah.
Especially because when I was in fifth grade, my teacher would not let me audition to be Dorothy for The Wizard of Oz because she said I didn't look like her. So I feel like feel like things are finally coming around. And the rumor is that Melissa McCarthy will be cast as Ursula in The Little Mermaid.
She would be great in that role.
It would be great, right?
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
I'm loving these Disney ones. I mean, The Lion King still isn't even out yet. It's going to be out on July 19th, but I love that they're continually putting money into these.
So are they basically just going to redo every single Disney movie
ever made now? Why not? If it can make money and it's so beautiful and aesthetically pleasing, keep going.